James chapter 4, verse 1 says, "What causes quarrels and what causes fights among you? Is it not this, that your passions are at war within you?" The men of Israel were jealous of the men of Judah in the back half of 2 Samuel. They were frustrated that they were not the first to bring King David back into Jerusalem. And their selfish desires created division rather than unity. Conflict arises when personal ambitions outweigh devotion to the king. John Henderson, in his book Catching Foxes, describes this as spiritual adultery, loving the things of the world more than loving Christ. When we allow bitterness, jealousy, and selfish ambition to fester, we are choosing to be at odds with God rather than living in harmony with Him. So what is the solution? Well, it's more Mephibosheth, more Barzillai, more humility, more contentment, more joy in simply being with the King. Unity in the church, in our homes, and in our friendships comes when our hearts are fully yielded to Christ, when honoring Him becomes our priority over our own desires. So are you yielded? Are you honoring? Or are you chasing selfish passions that divert your attention from the King? Ask God to reveal areas of selfishness in your own heart and pray for unity in your home, in your friendships, and in your church. And lift up Christian and Vanessa Martinez, our missionaries in Romania. And please pray for the Amara LifeWord broadcast that's heard in Peru and Bolivia. And may our love for Christ outweigh every other desire which would bring peace where conflict once ruled.